Sexual Test 2.
Question 1. Welcome, and thank you for your attending. At this afternoon's class, I'll be giving advice on your first term. As you may know, this can be a long and complicated process. In my presentation, I'll discuss selecting our representative, determining your budget, and bargaining for the best price.
Question 2. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending the Robinson Company's annual employee award ceremony. After dinner, we will be presenting awards such as Fast Team Player, Most Creative, and Strongest Sales Record. If you hear your name called, please approach the stage to receive your award. Question 3. This is a picture of a park. There are three people sitting on the bench and relaxing. All of them are showing their backs to the camera and looking away at the distance. In front of them, I can see a woman wearing a red shirt and a green vest. She is walking along the path and carrying a baby stroller. In the background, there are many leafy trees and birds walking around the grass. Overall, it looks very peaceful and relaxing.
Question 4. There are two grocery stores in my area, and I can walk to both of them since they are close to my house. Question 5. I think the best time to go to the grocery store is in the morning. You know, markets are usually crowded in the afternoon. Question 6. Yes, I usually buy all my groceries from the same store. First of all, it's more convenient and time-saving to shop at the same store than to look around different stores. Also, I can collect points when I shop at the same store and save money.
Question 7. The classes will be held from July 1st to 15th, and it's $100 per class. Question 8. Sure, there will be a class that you can learn how to design a website on Thursday. You can take that class. Question 9. Sure, Ms. Sanchez will be teaching two classes. One is editing digital media films on Tuesday, and previous experience is required to take this class. The other one is basic computer repairs, and it will be held on Thursday. Question 10. Hi, John. This is Katie, returning your call. I got your messages saying that there is no hall to accommodate all visitors in our school. Don't worry. I think I can help you. Here are my suggestions. First of all, I think it's a good idea to rent a bigger hall at the convention center near our school. It can accommodate more than 1,000 people. So we can rent it and hold the event there. Also, why don't we arrange two schedules, one in the morning and the other in the afternoon? That way, we will be able to accommodate all visitors and organize the ceremony successfully. These are my suggestions. If you have any questions, call me back. Thanks.
Question 11. I think a good communication skill is the most important attribute for success for new employees. There are several reasons to support my opinion. First of all, people who have good communication skills tend to express their opinions clearly and share ideas with others effectively. That way, they can stand out among other employees and get more opportunities to be recognized and succeed at work. Also, these days, a lot of work is done as a team and in a discussion. So, if you have a good communication skill, you can communicate with others effectively, and it will increase work productivity.